Dr. Randy Carlson is encouraging everyone to just find that one thing that we can intentionally do for our marriage or parenting. And so I just wanted to share what I do. For my husband, the one thing that I try really hard to do is not focus on what he may be doing wrong, but rather really zoom in on what he's doing right.
Smart lady. Smart, smart lady. You know, it's a lot easier, though, to focus on what people do wrong than what they do right. It's in our culture. It's almost lit like it's written into our DNA that we just are like a moth to a flame, drawn to what someone does wrong. And unfortunately, that can just be very damaging in marriage. Hey, Dr. Randy here, live in the studio today for our Intentional Living Center Day. Opening the phone lines here in just a moment, asking one question. What's one thing that you have learned to do? One thing you've learned to become more of, maybe in your marriage, that brings glory to God and frankly benefit to you and your spouse, something you're doing. Delilah has said, you know, I'm getting off the criticism train and focusing maybe on the one thing I can find he's doing I really appreciate. That's fine. What is it? And go ahead and share with us what that one thing you're doing for your marriage. 888-888-1717. We got marriage on our minds this week because of the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, just 2 days away, Thursday night. Can't believe it. We'll be in Jackson. We, meaning my wife Donna and myself, some of our team. We're going to be at the Jackson Nazarene or Jack's Naz Church on Thursday night. We're going to have a fantastic time. I hope you'll be there. And then Friday night in Mount Pleasant at the community church, sold out Friday night. A few seats left for Thursday. So I would love to have you come. You go to theintentionallife.com. You know, before we share some of these calls that we have lined up here, and those of you who are calling 888-888-1717 to tell us your one thing, one of the things I'm going to be talking about at the conferences this weekend is this idea of either repeating what's really working. If you got a habits and you're doing some things that are making your marriage work, keep doing it. Keep doing that next right one thing. On the other hand, if it's not working for you, you got to hit the, you know, got to hit that button that's going to tell you that, hey, it's time to reset what isn't working. Reminds me, we have a vacuum cleaner with a beater bar on it. You know, it has a beater bar and suction at the carpet. And on those occasions, which I stand up like a real man and do the vacuuming, unlike my wife, Donna, who is just, she just does things. Everything she does is just done right. So she'll pick things up like shoes that are in the way and that things you're supposed to do, right? I figure the beater bar is there to push things out of the way. It's kind of like a truck, you know? And so if my shoes, I left them there on the floor, I'll try to push them out of the way with the beater bar. And of course, the shoelace gets wrapped up in the beater bar, and what happens? That's right. It shuts the machine off, and I have to pull the shoelace back out and push the little button on the top that has a little note on it that says, Mr. Dummy, this is the reset button for you. Didn't say that, but there's a reset button. I'll tell you what, that's sometimes what happens to us in our life. We get all messed up. Things in our marriage, maybe in your relationship, not going the way it should. And you know, and I know that continuing to do the same thing and expecting tomorrow to be better is really, well, it's really stupid, frankly, and it's damaging. It's not going to change. So you got to stop, and you got to get to the place where you hit that reset button. And that's really what I think we're hearing today. Some of you sharing with us your one thing that you're doing that's hitting that reset button. Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. That's going to be sort of the theme of the conferences, by the way. I'm going to talk about how you can hit the reset in your marriage communication if it's not going the way you want it to go. In parenting, getting on that same page in the parenting arena, on expectations in your relationship, on making decisions together, how to solve problems and work together, and we're going to celebrate what is working. So it's going to be just a really practical evening, Thursday night in Jackson, Michigan, and Friday night in Mount Pleasant. And so, Jackson, we have just a few tickets left at theintentionallife.com. All right, Let me share some more of these comments that we've been receiving from people who are telling us about their one thing. Here's Dot. Take a listen.
Well, good morning, Dr. Randy. I appreciate your program very much. And my one thing that I'm doing is a recent change. I've been a believer for 40-some years now, and I've always been a prayer, and there's been some challenges in my life with my marriage, and so I've been through a whole gambit of things of how to handle the challenges, and yet there has been no change. And so my most recent one thing is, in the morning before I start the day, I just slide out of bed and drop to my knees and pray and ask the Lord, number one, that I will love Him with my whole heart, my whole soul, my mind, and all my strength. And then I ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance in my marriage and my day. I take a deep breath and say, we're out there together, Lord, and go for it. I don't need to give Him details. I'm sure He's got it all. So I just pray that things will work out to His honor and glory. Thank you, Dr. Randy. I do appreciate your program. And even just this one thing has made some little changes in my marriage. And it's not about the changes that I see in the marriage. It's about the changes in me. And He's revealed to me the things that are hidden in my heart that need to be brought forth and prayed for and just washed clean. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, it's my one thing. I pray and remain open to His feet.
Thank you for sharing that, Dodd. And we could hear the journey, a little bit of the weariness, struggle, challenge. But choosing to do one thing in your marriage. Glad we could play a little part in that. That's our goal today. At the end of the day, challenge you to think about what one thing could you do, not your spouse. You could think of a bunch of things they could do. Right, Jennifer? You're laughing. You can think of it right now, right? You can think of a whole pile of things your spouse should do in the next 30 days. But what about you and what about me? But one thing, 30 days to build into our marriage. What is one thing you are working on or want to pray about and join us today? Tell us what it is at 888-888-1717. We're here live. We'll get you on. Love to hear from you. Just before we go to Danette, we want to extend from our Family Life Communications and our Intentional Living family our best to the Charles Stanley family. Dr. Charles Stanley passed away today at age 90. And he has been a friend of the ministry and, of course, has reached so many people over the years. But apparently the news has broken, and we wanted to share that with our listeners. Dr. Charles Stanley in heaven, better place, 90 years old. Thank you, Dr. Stanley, for all you've done, all your teaching, for your friendship, and for loving people into the kingdom through the truth of God's word. Today, listen, it's a reminder how brief life is. Very brief. So what one thing are we doing for our marriage? Come and join us. Here's Danette from Minnesota. Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Danette. What I want to do this year for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I personally always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him, and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him, you know, what it is that, how he feels loved. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is by cooking and doing acts of service towards me, so he said. And the thing is, he looked so happy, like a little kid, saying, oh, I just love making you food, and I love doing things for you. But all of a sudden, my heart was melted, and I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you over I wanted you to treat me and love me in a completely different way. And I found myself thanking him and telling him how wonderful. I was so glad that, you know, I have him in my life and that he does these things for me. And it really, I just felt the Holy Spirit kind of making me realize that I needed to appreciate him and that is going to be my intention for this year, is to continue to appreciate him and thank him when he does, you know, any little thing for me, because it just made us closer that evening, and it was just a wonderful experience, at least for me. I don't think he had any idea, but, well, I guess he felt good because he was smiling. So thank you for your program. Bye-bye.
Good for you. Don't you hate it when that happens? You're ready to get at it, and then all of a sudden they do something you really appreciate. Perspective again, isn't it? Gets back to perspective. Can we lose perspective in our marriage very quickly? We're talking about the power of one thing. Intentional living is built around a three-step process that goes in this order. Each of the steps begins with the letter D. The first thing is to decide one thing daily. Every day, deciding, in case of your marriage, how do I want to live in this marriage today? You know, how do I want to be present in this marriage? Am I going to make a decision to do, which step two is, do one thing daily? Am I going to do this one thing? Am I going to decide today that perhaps today I'm not going to criticize my spouse because that's something that comes easily for me? Or maybe my one thing I'm deciding on today is to jump in and be a help. Or today I'm going to pray for my spouse. That's my one thing. So making a decision and then doing one thing. And then the third step is to declutter one thing. And the clutter could be a mental thing. It could be an attitude. It could be a belief that you've developed about your marriage, about your spouse, which may be partly true, but has overtaken and become a shadow over your relationship. And so we make a decision every day doing one thing and then decluttering those things which keep us from really experiencing God's best. Three steps to an intentional life. And you know what? That can be in any area of your life. Could be in your spiritual life. Make a decision. Your financial world. Make a decision. How about your faith? Make a decision. First step. And then every day doing one thing. We try to emphasize the doing one thing, because what happens is we give you 20 things to do and you're going to do nothing. Right? But we all are capable of doing one thing every day, even if it's 5 minutes. But every day, building into that decision to follow through. And in the process, decluttering things that are holding us back. Today, we're hearing one things. You're welcome to join us. The phone line is open. 888-888-1717. Tell us what your one thing is. Let's take a break, Jennifer, and then we'll be right back with John. Hear his comment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll reconnect with your spouse all over again.
Our spiritual plane allows us to have these connection points. So the more connection points you can develop in marriage, the better. It says that opposites attract, but similarities and connection points are what bond.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out how to form a bond with your spouse that will transform your marriage.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. You'll have a lot of fun, I promise, as we learn together the secret to an intimate marriage. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night as we explore God's intention for your relationship as a couple.
Time is running out. Get your tickets today for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night on Thursday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at Jackson's Church in Jackson. For tickets, go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right, exactly. That's what we'll be doing this Thursday at the Jackson's Church, 7 o'clock Thursday night, Friday night, Community Church, Mount Pleasant. And I mentioned we're talking about reset. And there's three foundational things that I really want to sort of land on and talk about, share stories, and help us smile a little bit as we learn. There needs to be a communication reset. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts." Can you picture it? With that damaging thrust of a sword and what it can do to our spirit. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. And we're going to talk about how can we put into our relationship words that will build our relationship. Forgiveness is foundational. No marriage can survive without forgiveness, because it's like a dance. Forgiveness is like a dance. There'll be times even after 50 years of marriage, you hurt each other. You say things, you do things that hurt, and you have a choice to make. Am I going to choose to forgive? Am I going to choose to restore? Or is this going to be another wedge in the relationship? And then the third is agreement. You know, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together without agreeing on the direction? And so I want to talk about the power of getting on the same page. If you were to take just 1 degree separation on the day you got married, you and your spouse, each just a 1 degree off in terms of where you're going, after 1 mile of your marriage, you're going to be 92 feet apart, right? Got the picture? Starting together, 1 mile down the road, 1 degree, you're 92 feet. You can still yell at each other, hear each other, see each other, but do you realize by the time you get 60 miles down that road, you're going to be a mile apart? You go 600 miles, and you're going to be, well, you're going to be 10 miles apart. And that's why we see in the marriages around year 7 or 8, which is sort of the high point of divorce, you start to go further and further apart. And then again, later in marriage, we see it. So what can we do? And we're talking about how can we get on the same page and into this thing of agreement. We're going to be really powerful sessions. We're going to have a lot of fun. I hope you'll be there. Again, Thursday night, tickets are available. Friday night, sold out. Thursday night, go to theintentionallife.com, get those tickets. All right. We're hearing from people sharing one thing for their marriage. Let me go to Brent in Michigan. Hey, Brent, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a little bit of laryngitis, though, so bear with me a little bit.
I hear you. Yeah, go right ahead.
So my one thing is just being a hands person.
Right.
You know, doing more with more, because my wife's love language is acts of service.
Mm.
And so she really responds well when I stop the thinking and start the doing.
Yeah, so. I'm with you, brother. That's exactly what happens at our house, too. So what kinds of things does she like for you to do?
Anything that has to do with fixing up the house or little tasks like cleaning the bathroom and, you know, just doing stuff. Just when she comes home, she just wants to see if there's been some stuff done. Because I'm disabled, so I stay home.
Uh-huh. So when she sees that you're involved doing something, that's her love language.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's, in fact, when we talk about these marriage conference, I'm talking about head, heart, and hand. In the second half of the evening, we're going to start with that, talking about the difference between a head person who's a thinker, analyzer, like me, married to a hand person, like my wife, Donna, and like you, Brent. I think we're probably the same. I know with Donna, when I do things around the house, she appreciates it. And sometimes I think, you know, I probably wouldn't do this if she, I probably wouldn't be doing this if she didn't appreciate it. You get my drift? And that's the way it should be, I think. That's part of what marriage is, understanding how your spouse is wired, getting behind their eyes. That's marriage. All right, Brent, thank you. Did great. Voice, hope your voice heals up pretty quickly there. All right, let's get back to some of the comments left on our comment line here. Are we going to John? John is next. Go right ahead.
Well, my wife came from a very dysfunctional family, and her parents were married 4 times. And when we were getting ready to get married, she didn't want to get married because she didn't want the same thing. And the thing that I told her, and she told me this the other day, is what she remembered. I said, you got to remember, parents is just a piece of paper. That's all it is. But what we're doing is we're putting our life in Christ, and she's going to take care of us. And it's worked this entire time. There's been good times and there's been bad times, but Christ has always been in the center.
There you go. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. One thing for your marriage. Antonia from Arizona wants to weigh in. Go right ahead.
My one thing is my husband, we were having some marital issues because my husband, unfortunately, is a non-believer at this time. So I was just asking the Lord to help me to be the wife that He needs me to be. Because of my pride and selfishness, I wasn't doing or following God's orders. So I decided to be intentional. And just by just being gentle and patient towards Him, which has been very difficult for me.
The biggest things I've struggled with was making sure to take time for my wife. Never really saw that as a big deal when I was growing up because my family never took time for each other.
As parents, you just forget to nurture that primary relationship in the family.
One thing we're doing to be intentional now is we're trying to make our marriage more of a priority like it was when we first got married.
I have to put my husband first above my own needs. The Lord was just showing me it's not him, it's you. Let me work in your life.
We should intentionally emulate the examples that Christ set for us because He's the giver of love, and once we follow Him, we will know how to love and be intentional about all that we do.
What I feel like I'm going to do intentionally is put my husband first in his desires and his needs, not what I want. I have to do what will better our family.
The one thing I take away from this, perseverance in my child rearing and perseverance in my marriage.
You know, those are real people, by the way, coming out of an intentional love marriage date. Now you can hear the crowd in the background. Sharing with us their one thing for their marriage. Upbeat, very, very helpful. And I'll tell you what, when we see about 70 or 80% of people who leave our conference a little bit closer together when they leave than when they come in sometimes. Not always, because we got some marriages, got a lot of couples coming and having, you got great marriages going wonderful. You just want to celebrate what God is doing. That's fantastic. But maybe seated next to you will be a couple that's struggling that needs a little prayer and encouragement. And we're there for each of you. At night. And then we hear about 70 or 80% of the people saying, hey, here's one thing I can commit to for the next 30 days. Sometimes as simple as I'm just going to listen a little better. Maybe all the way to the being profound in the relationship to say, hey, I'm going to stop some of the behavior that is really damaging my marriage. And so the power of one thing at work. We've got the conference on the brain because we're getting ready to go and excited about it. If you can't be there, I hope you pray for us, that God will move and we'll have a fantastic evening. Let's take a break. Being on the same mind, Paul is saying, is a big deal. In fact, he starts out this chapter 4, by reminding us of the power of being on the same mind. But then he says, in the Lord. So as believers in Christ, we come back to where is this mindset that we're to have? It's to be centered in Christ. It's to be centered in Scripture. That's what intentional living is all about, helping people figure out what pleases Christ and then doing it. And when we do that, there's where unity and peace really occurs in relationships and families and frankly in our own lives. The power of one thing. Talking about taking that into our marriages and how doing one thing can make a difference. Let's listen to one of our listeners from New Mexico, Damon, who left this comment.
This is Damon in Damon, New Mexico. It's been 20 years that I've been married. It seems like it's been last week that I've been married. I love my wife so much. And the one thing that makes our marriage so strong is that divorce is not even vocabulary in our marriage, because we never have that thinking of ever getting divorced, or divorce is never the word, and we do everything together. Housework, we fix cars, we do everything together, and I think that's what makes a beautiful marriage, is when you work as a one person.
Man, I'll tell you, your wife helping you fix the car, I mean, hey, that is fantastic. Because, you know, you emphasize, let's help with the vacuuming, help around the house. And maybe if it's more traditional and you guys, you're out there in the garage and your wife comes out and says, hey, where's the socket wrench? Let's go. Sounds pretty good, huh? All right. I think I got time for one more. Candy wants to weigh in from Arizona.
My husband and I have been married for 44 years and we were high school sweethearts. The one thing that we do every single day is leave each other notes. And we have little love notes on sticky notes everywhere, all over our house. And our children and our grandchildren have picked up on this, and they have notes all over their homes too. And so I think just the little things that are so important that people forget that they do when they're courting, like send each other notes and put things in lunch boxes and stuff like that. Just remember that, you know, it's still important when you're 60 as it was when you were 17.
Boy, that's true. Post-it notes around the house. I like that. That's a great idea. And 3M, the creators of Post-it notes, well, thank you. I would imagine, too, that's a good idea. Reminds me of, I get Post-it notes, and I write things down and put them up on the mirror in my office. It's a bedroom office, so there's a mirror there. And my wife will come in sometimes and see all my little Post-it notes and say, Randy, you have a beautiful mind. You remember that movie? You have a beautiful mind. Anyway, I like that idea. It's very good. Today, talking about the power of one thing in our marriage, and we have so many comments. I have in front of me just from all over the country, from Pennsylvania and California and Tennessee and Arizona and Missouri and Michigan, New Mexico and others, Georgia. I think what we'll do is we'll come back tomorrow, and we'll continue to share some of these with you and invite you right now to share yours. If you have a comment about one thing that you appreciate your spouse does in your marriage that makes a difference for you, or one thing that you're making a priority in your marriage, what is it? Give me a call. We're going to record all these right now and air them tomorrow. Just call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. I just want to say my wife, Donna, we've been married long time. It's a big number. Long time. And she's the love of my life. I tell her that regularly. We got married as teenagers. I said, I'm, you know, hormone happy, brain dead, getting married as teenagers. But God has blessed over the years. And Donna is so good at the one thing. She knows how to build into our marriage. And so I give her credit for about 90% of it. I'm just glad I get to be a part of it and show up. And that's part of making a marriage work. It's not always 50-50, is it? Maybe you're in a marriage where you're bringing 70%. You feel like you're being cheated. Hey, listen, may God give you strength to realize you have an opportunity to be the person God is building you to become in your own personal life in that marriage. Thanks for joining us. Again, you can join us live here by calling 888-888-1717 so we can record these for tomorrow. And again, reminding you, just 2 days now from the Thursday night, this Thursday night in Jackson, Michigan at the Jackson As Church, our Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. Get your tickets. Just a few seats left for a few couples. Go to theintentionallife.com. See you tomorrow.